The Negatory Wars. "How are you today?" I ask one customer at the bookshop. "Well, pretty good," he replies. A beat passes. He grins and continues, "I woke up in my right mind." After he shops, purchases a book, and exits the store, I have a moment to think about what he said. "I woke up in my right mind." There are times I do not wake up in my right mind. At those times, slumber has lowered my protections against the negatories, those mischievous critters that inhabit and invade my saner proclivities and attempt to do them harm. I need my finer proclivities. How else will I get through the day in one piece of mind? How else will I wake up in my right mind? Negatories have one primary goal: find the underside of every good inclination and dampen it just enough to create a smattering of fear and loathing. Sometimes negatories are not just the critters in my head. There is evidence that they reside in other people's heads, too. Check out the internet at any split moment, and you'll find proof. Anyhow, I deal with these negatories constantly. They are particularly active during moments of vulnerability and during that curious period between sleep and the daily awakening. How do I fight my way past the early morning negatories and wend my way to bathroom and shower singing and activities of day-long living? Well, this morning, as my eyelids flutter and test the bedroom, as I lie here dismissing dreams and retrieving consciousness and preparing to make the big decision, I am working on winning the current negatory war. One good thought is slapped around by all the downsides. Then I challenge a downer of a thought by daring to impose an upside idea. It goes on like this for a period of time. Two negatories for every positive, then two positives to face two negatories, then on to three positives for every negatory. Eventually, the big decision is made. Negatories retreat to their dank caverns. Positives prevail. I fling aside sheet and comforter and quilt and land feet first on the hardwood floor, and I'm off and running, motivated by air chill and bladder and sunlight. I won't even think about those naughty negatories for another 24 hours, but rest assured, they will be there, waiting for my attention lapse, thinking they can win next time. This pervasive cycle is silly and serious at the same time. But here I am, so guess who won this round?